Frankly, some people impress us and others don't. Some people look good and they sound good, while others don't. And if we're perfectly honest with ourselves, we tend to gravitate, don't we, to the ones who impress us. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever noticed that when we get together in a group to talk with other people, some contribute freely, while others are much quieter, shy even? I was sitting in on a discussion the other day, and one of the really quiet people in the group said something that blew me away. He said, "I think loneliness is when not enough people know who you are." Isn't that profound? And this from his own deep personal experience. Sometimes we think that those apparently less impressive people in our midst have nothing to say, so the world rolls over the top of them. But if we'd only stop and listen. Luke chapter 18, verses 35 to 40. Jesus came near the city of Jericho. There was a blind man sitting beside the road. He was begging people for money. When he heard the people coming down the road, he asked what's happening. They told him, "Jesus, the one from Nazareth, is coming here." The blind man was excited and said, "Jesus, son of David, please help me." The people who were in front leading the group criticized the blind man. They told him to be quiet. But he shouted more and more, "Son of David, please help me." Jesus stopped there and said, "Bring that man to me." What could be less impressive than a blind beggar sitting by the side of the road? The crowd tried to silence him, but Jesus stopped there and said, "Bring that man to me." I love that about Jesus. He ignored the crowd and instead stopped, listened, and healed the beggar. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And that's just who God is, a God who blesses the little people. But imagine, once that blind man was healed, how grateful he was and how much the blessing of Jesus went on to flow out through him. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing. Stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.